Let's pray. Loving Lord, would you be with me as I bring your word to your people? Guard our thoughts, our minds and our souls. Help us all in these days to hear your voice, to begin to grasp your longing for our lives, that we may offer ourselves to a world in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hopeful. Hope to see you next year. Hope this finds you well. Hope for more sleep. Hope to lose some weight. Hope to do a bit more exercise. Hope local businesses survive the pandemic. So often we hope for different things, many things, but I wonder whether this might be sometimes little more than wishful thinking. Of course, as Christian people, we do have hope. We believe in the God of hope, which is a hope that we receive from God and can offer and pass on to others. Isaiah 40 speaks of the comfort of this hope, comfort for God's people. And the chapter we heard is full of God's comfort and his blessing for a shattered and disconsolate nation who'd been living in exile. Life had been very tough for those people. And commentators have said that this comfort offered to God's people Israel through his prophet Isaiah was not the comfort of a cheap grace, glossing over the sins of the past, but the comfort was given with an assurance of God's forgiveness. Israel was now at last free to return home, back to their own place. And we read of God's comfort and blessing throughout the whole chapter in Isaiah 40. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever. Do you not know, have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God. He gives strength to the weary. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. This is the God of hope. John Sentimue, the recently retired Archbishop of York, said this: for a follower of Jesus Christ, hope is much more than a vague longing about how the future might be. Hope is the certainty that comes out of an encounter with Jesus Christ and the daily infilling by the Holy Spirit. We are a world who surely needs hope. Hope amid political turmoil and uncertain times. Hope for those whose jobs and livelihoods are at risk. Hope for those who are sick. Hope for those living in increased restrictions and local lockdown. Hope for the poorest nations in the world. Hope for the bereaved. Hope, of course, here today for the people of St Andrews, Compton Dundon, our brothers and sisters just down the road in their loss and sadness following the death of a much-loved church member, Lloyd Harrison. Hope for ourselves. Hope for our families. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength, said the prophet Isaiah. And as Christians, we have a hope that is steadfast and certain, something that goes well beyond mere wishful thinking. I wish. Hope is much more than that. And the Christian hope stands firm even when life is tough, even when the world crashes in around us, even when it seems that everything is over, even when we may feel hopeless. These are the very times we can call on and rely on the God who brings us hope. God's hope is for all his people. We simply have to receive it. Stretch out our hands, and the hope that he gives to us, this hope can be received even in the toughest of times. Things had been very hard for Israel. They'd been held captive. They'd lived in exile in a foreign land for many, many years. And so were a nation who needed God. What they really wanted to know was whether Yahweh was able to help them and whether they were even still worthy of him despite everything that had happened. And the people of Israel by now were weak, they were tired, dispirited and embittered. But God assured them of his comfort, of his being with them wherever they were and whatever they were going through. He promised they'd be renewed and strengthened, soaring on wings like eagles. What a hope for God's people. And these Isaiah verses can also bring us comfort and hope, even when life feels pretty rubbish, as it does sometimes, as it might be for those today who've lost their jobs, or maybe at risk from doing so in the future, or for those who are separated from their families through lockdown, or for those feeling weary and worn down, or for those feeling isolated and alone. When life is pretty rubbish, we can receive hope even when we don't feel like it. In our second reading from Luke's Gospel, we were reminded of the early morning events of Easter Sunday, when the women went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. And as far as they were concerned, Jesus had died, cruelly and brutally, 2 days earlier. They were just there to perform a burial ritual. When they arrived at the tomb, things were not as they had expected. Jesus' body had gone, and there were two angels dressed in white standing before them. Terrified, the women were told that Jesus was no longer there in the grave. He had risen. This resurrection hope, he's not here, he has risen, gave such joy and hope to those women, who then ran to tell the other disciples of this amazing news and hope, which continues to underpin our Christian lives today. Of course, without the resurrection, there wouldn't be a future or a hope. Through the events of that first Easter, we receive the hope of salvation and eternal life. Because of all that we've received from God, we surely should be hopeful people. And we can in turn offer this Christian hope to the world around us. Amidst the uncertainty and turmoil of a pandemic, we, as Bill Hybels, the Christian author, has described, can be the local church, the hope of the world. It's only possible to do this because of what we've received from God in the first place. It would, of course, be hard to offer this hope if we'd not first received it ourselves, if we'd run dry, as it were. Let's keep on receiving from God through his word, through prayer, through his promises, through his Holy Spirit. I was very struck this week by the news headlines, mostly which have been frankly depressing. I'm sure you'll agree with me on that. But a recent one, a couple of days ago, amidst all the gloom and doom, caught my eye. Kindness to strangers. Public steps in to stop children going hungry. I was deeply encouraged and heartened on reading those words. I felt hopeful for the thousands of kind and generous people and groups and organisations out there offering a lifeline to some of our poorest families in the country. The hope of food on the table becoming a reality is where many people are at today across the world. And Christians are so often at the forefront of this provision. Food banks throughout the country have never been so busy and will continue to be over the coming months. Working with organisations like Fair Share and the Salvation Army can bring a very practical hope to those on the margins in our communities. But let's not lose sight of the Christian hope. We're challenged to always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks us to give the reason for the hope that we have. That's in 1 Peter chapter 3. I quite often have the privilege of taking funerals, and when I do take a funeral, there are times when I'm at a loss as to what to say and how to help grieving families. I can't undo what's happened or make a sad situation somehow all right again. But what I can do is to offer hope, to those grieving families, to offer a lifeline to bring God into the midst of the crisis, into the midst of the grief and sadness. And as we offer hope to others, we do so because we are hopeful people, assured and certain of the Lord Jesus Christ. This year's Church of England Christmas campaign will be entitled Comfort and Joy. It's coming up soon. It holds together the hope that Christmas will bring joy and celebration after what's been a uniquely difficult year, with an acknowledgement that for those who've lost loved ones or livelihoods, or who are potentially still not able to be together with loved ones, it may be the Church's role, both nationally and locally, to provide consolation, rather than assume everyone will be ready to join in the jubilation and celebration of Christmas. This is the hope that we're called to offer. And there will be more details about the Comfort and Joy Christmas campaign in the coming weeks, together with some of the plans for ways which we can reach out into our local community and once again offer Christian hope. Other simple ways of offering hope can be by commending the Daily Hope telephone line, which has prayers, readings and hymns also produced by the Church of England, which is particularly aimed at this time at those who are unable to get into our church buildings or unable to access online worship. Daily Hope. Do let friends, neighbours and family know of this if it would be helpful. If you'd like to explore further this subject of Christian hope, I can strongly recommend Tom Wright's book. Whoops, I've gone too far. Surprised by Hope. It's a really good read, but it's not a light read. If you want to do a light read, don't go for this. It's quite heavy, but it is really good. It unpacks what we're waiting for question and what we're going to do about it in far more depth than I'm able to go into this morning. So we're hopeful people, not despairing and colluding with what can often be the world's negative narrative, not retreating into ourselves, but looking outwards, offering Christian hope through our words and our deeds, telling our story as well as living our story, being missional and resurrection people. We are hopeful people as we offer this hope to the world around us. Let's be reminded of the God of hope through these familiar words from a well-known hymn. Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy, be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, your strength in our hearts, your love in our hearts, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that in a world of despair, you are our hope. In a world of darkness, you are our light. In a world of sorrow, you are our joy. Help us to share the hope of our hearts with one another. Enable us to give hope to others through your work amongst us. Use us to transform our nation and to spread your hope to every corner of this nation. May our land flourish by the preaching of your word and the praising of your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.